Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, this is California Money, our daily business and economics report. I'm Stephanie Martin. Apple says it's taking steps to address labor law violations by some of its foreign suppliers. The Cupertino-based company says audits of 102 facilities conducted last year found more than a dozen serious violations of labor laws or Apple's own rules. Violations included the use of underage labor. Apple says a total of 11 employees were found to have been hired at the age of 15 in countries where the minimum employment age is 16. Other violations involved hazardous waste disposal, falsified records, and excessive recruitment fees. Apple didn't name the suppliers where the violations were found, but said corrective action is being taken. The company notes all of the workers hired at 15 are now of legal age. Disgruntled Bay Area bricklayers and their assistants, also known as HOD carriers, are demanding greater protection from the U.S. Department of Labor. Workers took their complaints to the steps of the Office of Labor Management Standards in San Francisco today. They accused their union locals of retaliating against members who are critical of leadership, and they claim the government has not enforced existing labor laws protecting workers. Victor Miras is a member of Bricklayers Local 3.
It has been 5 years since the Office of Labor Management Standards prosecuted any unions for retaliatory actions that were taken against its active members. And we find that very difficult because a lot of members are constantly filing.
Union leaders who could be reached declined to comment. Labor Department officials say they're preparing a response. For California Money, I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Support for California Money is provided by the Santa Clara University MBA, offering executive, accelerated, and evening options. Now accepting applications for programs beginning this fall. scu.edu/MBA.